Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. At the last Northfield School Board meeting, the board heard a presentation about the number of students enrolled in the district. The Northfield Public Schools is an open enrollment district, which means that students who live outside of the district can enroll in the Northfield schools. Likewise, students who live in Northfield can choose to go to different public school districts, public charter schools, private schools, or be homeschooled. This is significant because the number of students in the district determines a substantial amount of funds the district receives from the state of Minnesota. The report showed that 489 students attended Northfield schools from outside of the district, a 13-student increase from last year. The largest group of students attending Northfield from outside of the district was Faribault with 312 students, followed by Kenyon-Wanamingo with 36 students, and Randolph with 24 students. However, 866 students from Northfield attended schools outside of the district, the largest group being students who attended other public school districts, which is 292 students, and students who attended charter schools, which is 270 students. The Northfield School District is an authorizer of two local charter schools, Prairie Creek, an elementary school, and Arcadia Charter School, a middle school and high school. Despite students leaving Northfield schools to go to the two local charter schools, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman voiced his support for the two.
Arcadia is a great school. I've often said Minnesota has the most substantial system of public school choice in the country. It's a sophisticated system, and being authorizers for charter schools, we're pleased to see students making those selections.
Hillman stated that Northfield has always been a community that supported homeschooling, and this year, 185 students in Northfield were homeschooled. 120 students attended private schools. Hillman said the district has worked to learn why each student chooses options outside of Northfield.
So there's just some interesting pieces. There's no one piece that you say, oh, you know, that's a significant change. So we're looking line by line through those Northfield students who are attending something else, started with the charter schools, and just trying to learn what we can from that.
You can see the full report on our website in today's news. The Community Action Center is hosting a Rice County-wide winter gear drive. The CAC is looking to gather winter gear for all ages, particularly adult-sized, gender-neutral winter coats, hats, scarves, mittens or gloves, and boots. Children-sized winter gear is also appreciated. Gently used winter gear can also be donated. However, the CAC asks that all donations be clean, contain no holes or tears, and have working zippers. Donations will be accepted until the end of Thursday. You can drop off donations in Northfield at the Northfield Chamber of Commerce office, the Northfield offices of the CAC, First United Church of Christ, and Hosanna Church. There are also several donation locations in Faribault, including the Faribault Chamber, Buckham Library, Faribault High School and Middle School, and several churches. We'll have a complete list of the donation locations on our website in today's news. This past weekend was Content Bookstore's 10th anniversary, and the small business held a birthday party for the event on Saturday. The store was busy with customers excited to celebrate the special day and take photos with some of their favorite books. Content is locally owned by Jessica Peterson White, who was inspired to start the store after Monkey See, Monkey Read closed down. Peterson White, who frequented the store, regularly expressed concern if Northfield was going to have no bookstore.
And then I'd go home and I'd talk to my husband and I'd say, gosh, I really hope someone buys the bookstore. Can you imagine living in a town without a bookstore? And, you know, after months of this, I started to think, well, maybe that person who could buy the bookstore could be me.
Peterson White then purchased the store and in the course of a week, moved it down Division Street to its current location. Peterson White thanked customers who have supported the business over the years, saying in a statement, quote, Content has thrived through some of the most difficult years for small businesses, and we do owe it to all of our loyal readers and a community that truly believes in shopping local. She noted the importance of a bookstore in Northfield as an opportunity for people.
Putting the right book in someone's hands can change a life. It can open doors that wouldn't open otherwise. It can give you perspective on your own life. It can give you perspective on the world that helps you see things differently.
Congratulations, Content, on this 10-year milestone. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.